You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, letting joy in without earning it. Before we begin, take a deep breath with me. This one is for little May and the littles in all of you. It's for honoring the part in me, in us, I think, that's been trying so hard for so long. The part that unknowingly believed that psychological and emotional safety comes from being as close to perfect as possible. The part that thought she had to prove her worth in this world, and that without that proof, she might not have a place. I know it's not just me, because many of my friends and students in the community have shared similar thoughts and feelings. So, in this episode, I want to speak specifically to that part in us. The part that still doesn't quite know how to rest. Something really, really small, but meaningful happened to me the other night. I received a kind, supportive message from someone that I respect deeply. And yet some part of my nervous system had a subtle sort of clench when I read her words, and I noticed it. Why? It was because I had shared the outline of my project with her. And I felt good about it. I felt proud. I thought it was like all there. But in her response, she didn't gush. She didn't rave. She said it was nearly there, but that she also had some questions for me. Now, I'm totally nitpicking here because I know she was coming from a constructive and professional place. And of course, I appreciated her feedback. But for the sake of this conversation, I just want to hone in and highlight that part of my nervous system that still seems to be chronically wired for survival. That little subtle clenching. Because beyond my knowing and whatever professionalism, I did feel that tightening response. It wasn't loud, it wasn't overbearing, but it was there. So later that night, I was putting myself to sleep and had a little reflection time. I realized that there's some part of me, it almost feels like an echo, because I don't really believe that anymore, but the remnants are still there in my nervous system that still believes that I need to be flawless to feel completely safe, like I can relax, and that being perfect and perfectly acceptable is the only way to know for sure that I won't be abandoned or left behind. And the awareness of that is so powerful because it's also the awareness of noticing that the alternative, the possibility of being abandoned and left behind for no reason at all, that's what's been too painful to accept. So it's like my survival mechanism has this invisible contract. Be perfect, be prepared, nail this thing, don't give anyone any reason to walk away. And it wasn't really conscious for me, at least not for many, many years. But I know now that it was my way of carving out my place in the world. But the other night, as I sat with that tightness and allowed it to be there and approached it with curiosity, instead of trying to make it disappear, go away, pretending like it's not there, I approached it like all these years of meditation and yoga have taught me. Hey, what's this about? What are you feeling? And why are you feeling that? I tuned in to a quiet truth within. That belief, the belief that I had to be perfect to prevent myself from being dropped, was never true. And I know now it's time to let it go. Then it washed over me like a wave, my Kizuki. See, I never quite realized it this way before, that in many ways, my survival mechanism was also a mechanism of self-blame. See, what my survival mechanism was doing to me was saying to myself, May, if only you were perfect, if only you weren't flawed, that horrible thing wouldn't have happened. Your parents wouldn't have gotten divorced, or you wouldn't have been abandoned. They wouldn't have left you behind, or whatever it is. And so, in recognizing that mechanism of self-blame, something critical popped up, something that hadn't quite come up this way before. Because the thought that came up said, I'm sorry, May. I'm sorry for blaming you all this time. It was never your fault. I just didn't know any better. It was never your fault. None of it was ever your fault. And as I met that younger version of me, slowly, slowly, another question rose. If I'm not blaming myself, if I'm not constantly striving to be healed or worthy or lovable or accepted, then what do I do? It sounds incredibly simple. And the answer stunned me. I just get to be. And honestly, it's weird, but I don't think many of us know how to do that yet, to just be. Because for so long, I've lived in what I call spank my own buttness. It's this constant effort, constant self-correction, never quite letting myself just be. And that became my core MO. But here's something else I noticed. When I started to imagine, just imagine, letting joy in without first having to struggle for it or proving that I'd earned it, somehow, weirdly enough, I felt like I might be a stealer or something. Would I be stealing joy if I let it all in without first struggling for it. As if I was taking something that didn't belong to me, that somehow joy had to be paid for. But I mean, come on. Who taught me that? Where did I learn that? That without the receipt of suffering or effort, I wasn't allowed to receive? This idea was just so eye-opening to me. The other day, I ran a little Insta Stories poll. I asked, are you good at letting joy in without having first earned it by struggling enough or proving yourself somehow? And the results, close to 70% said, no, I feel like I must struggle first, and that they're not good at it either. So I know I'm not alone. But maybe being isn't nothing. You know, it's like breathing without bracing, letting joy in, not because I earned it, but because I just get to, just for being here. Maybe being is letting my worth ring in my bones without needing to be proven. Letting joy in without earning it first. What do you think about that? And can you take your first steps to let it in? I want to thank you for being here. Just being here.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's K-I-Z-U-K-I. JOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.